presentation, sir. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile phones for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion within committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item. Should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will also be audio and recorded, except where the Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphone works as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in first to speak before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attended remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak. I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. The messages should be kept to the following letters. U, if you want to ask a question. C for comment. P for propose. S for second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make during the meeting. Also, just remind members, any members online, has been stipulated that if you're a member of the committee, that you at least keep your camera on during the business, that you're there, you're listening and engaged in the debate. I'm watching Coronation Street. I just want to pass on condolences on behalf of the AHC committee to the family, colleagues and friends of Bill Donnelly, who worked as a swimming teacher in Kilkee Leisure Centre. Bill sadly passed away earlier today. Do we have any apologies?
Yes, Chair, I have apologies from Councillors Brennan and Truesdale.
Okay. Any declarations of interest? On the action sheet, item 3. Page 1 and 2. Comments?
Bear with me a wee second, thanks. Right, it's the next item,
can I have a proposer then for the action sheet? Tony Jackson and question S. Item number 4 is a presentation, the Council Sports Awards 2026.
Sure. Sure. Presentation is make announcement for the 2026 Sports Awards. This year will be held in the Sleep Donard Hotel on Friday the 20th of March. The event is a celebration that allows us to acknowledge all those athletes, clubs, volunteers, coaches and officials, sports personalities, if you like, throughout the district. This is an event that's run annually in partnership with SANSA, which is Sports Association Newry Moore down South Armagh, and the council. And again, all councillors are invited to attend and support this event on the night. The awards category this year has been reduced to 8. Junior Club Team of the Year, Senior Club Team of the Year, Sport Volunteer of the Year, Club Coach, Sports Person or Team with a Disability, Lifetime Achievement of Sport, and then Junior Sports Person or Senior Sports Person. The reduction in the categories this year is reduction of a junior and senior club coach to simply a club coach, and the same for the sport volunteer instead of junior and senior, just to have a Volunteer of the Year award. Key dates then for yourselves as elected members is the opening nomination forms go live on the 5th of January. So they can be downloaded off the website, or they can have hard copies in any one of the leisure centres. Nominations for the event or for the awards is the 26th of January, but shortlisting taking place just shortly after on the 20th and 29th. And then the judging panel of the SANSA executive will meet on the 23rd of February to pick the award winners. And again, the ceremony itself is on the 20th of March. And the period of time for the nominations runs in that calendar year from the 1st of January 2005 and into the 9th of February 2026, allowing for any teams or individuals that may be participating in early January while the category dates is opened. The judging process is Council Officers Sports Development Panel meet to shortlist, and then, as I say, it sounds like executive come together to judge independently and select their winners for the awards night. The venue is in the Sleeve Donard. The dinner tickets will go on sale on the 26th of January. It will be £30 a ticket. Yes, speakers and interviews will take place along with the 8th presentation of each category and the awards. The sports awards themselves sits within the Council's Sport and Physical Activity Strategy, and it sits as a theme too in order for Council to recognise sport and achievement of providers on an annual basis through their sports awards process. Look forward to hopefully seeing everybody there and on the night itself, and participate if you like in the nominations. The nomination forms, just to let you know, is from a council's perspective, year on year we seem to get a lot of awards back just nominating an individual, but there's detail has to be filled in along with that, and it's, you know, at times it's hard for the judging panel, you know, to pick out winners if it's just nominating a club or a team or an individual. There has to be a bit more meat to the bone. So I'd ask any elected members, if you are nominating any individuals within your area that you are of, please make sure that you can fill in as much detail as possible in that in the nomination forms. Sure.
Anyone have any questions for Conor? Okay, can I have a proposer then? Declan Murphy and seconded by Councillor Kate Murphy.
Thanks, Chair. Members, the report is for noting and also approval of the action sheets listed at 3.1. I don't propose to speak to the report, but I'm happy to take any questions. Thank you.
Hey, any questions? Councillor Mathers?
Chair, yeah, just in terms of the new EDA forum, it's just to thank Chairperson Philip Campbell for hosting the Venus Arc last week to celebrate their win at the Pride of Place Awards. The Venus Arc were delighted for the recognition of their work and their awards, testimony to their commitment, positive impact within our community, further afield.
Okay, Councillor Andrews.
Yes, thank you very much, Chair. Good to see you and all. And I know we're having our DEA meeting tomorrow in Ballinhinch, but I think on the subject of Pat Parr, who's retiring from council, I know Pat has been in the council for over 30 years and within the department, and nothing ever was a problem. He's very, along with his colleagues, very kind, very helpful, very courteous. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Pat for his years of service and to wish him a long and happy retirement at the end of the month. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, can I get a proposal, please? Councillor Mathers and by Councillor Jackson. Item number 6, PCSP and Neighbourhood Renewal Partnership Update Report. Noting any comments on that? Nope. Shall I propose her? Mr. Lee Surgener and Councillor Declan Murphy. And item number 7, 2025 Sports Awards. Anyone wish to make a comment? Okay, can I get a proposer? Councillor Gilbraith and Councillor Kate Murphy. And that's the end of the meeting. Thank you. Happy Christmas.